Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studios, it's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 80. Currently, it is 58 at Park Hill High.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Buttermilk Biscuit Day?
Oh, mama biscuits. Oh, I love biscuits. I got to stay away from them right now. But yes, indulge, y'all. Other than that, D, we got a big special guest on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. New Jersey Senator and possible 2028 presidential candidate, Cory Booker's coming on the show this morning.
A real Hustle and Shine exclusive, and the morning gossip goes down into 23's. Parents, do those drop-off lines for your kids feel endless? Well, Bowell shares his experience in dropping off his daughter.
I can't wait for that. Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. It's Throwback Thursday, D. I'm digging deep in the crates.
Oh,
86,
Lord.
87.
Okay.
RJ's latest arrival.
Take me.
Come on, heaven. Yeah. Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Throwback Thursday.
Heaven.
Come on.
Tell them, haters, get on your job.
Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
To achieve excellence, put in the effort, then put in some more. To achieve excellence, respect the truth and never permit yourself to deviate from it. Excellence comes from more than just the work you do. It comes from the way you are deep inside, the values you follow, the priorities you set. Achieving excellence involves going beyond the superficial concerns. At its best, excellence speaks to the beautiful and miraculous nature of existence. Excellence is a manifestation of the steadfast devotion to what matters. Care enough, do enough in support of that caring, and you create excellence. You can add the dimension of excellence to any endeavor. It may or may not bring worldly fame and wealth, yet it will enrich your life and your world. If you're going to spend the time and go to the trouble, aim for excellence. Step up to the challenge. Make the commitment to say it, do it, be it, and live it with excellence. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 78. Currently, cousins, it is 54 at Raytown South. George Floyd's brother, Terrence Floyd, reacts to comedian Tony Hinchcliffe's offensive jokes about his brother during Netflix's Kevin Hart roast.
From what I understand about a roast, it's about what you know, what you joke about that person specifically. So the reason why I felt uneasy is because I was trying to figure out what did that have to do? What kind of punchline was that?
Yeah.
Valid question.
Yeah, for real.
Because that was, to me, that's the thing about a roast too. But then people find little pockets of little things and X, Y, and Z. But yeah, roast is supposed to be mainly about that person.
Yeah, I just felt uncomfortable. I don't give a damn about roast culture or any of that stuff. It just is certain. And then you're going to ask, well, where's the line? I guess
everybody
that's,
got their own line, yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, you know,
at the end of the day.
And the line was crossed for me when mm-hmm. when they talked about George Floyd.
Did you stop watching it at that point?
I didn't. I continued to watch. I looked at him funny. Oh boy, whoever that, I forgot his name.
Have you ever looked at that man before?
No, I never knew.
I've never seen crazy. That man before.
Yeah, I never seen him either. I didn't know who he was, but allegedly he's like a.
Yeah, I'm sure he's up there if he was there.
He's
but.
A racist.
Oh, yikes.
I think.
That escalated quickly.
I mean, look.
Pause. That was crazy.
Mm. All right.
That's what I heard.
Other news. Singer Edison Pac, he was sitting down with on Club Shay Shay, and he shares how his life has been elevated since working with Mariah.
Now I know about the finer things in life, like caviar and
damn.
King's wine.
Mm-hmm.
Good shows like Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a dog lover now.
Did Nick hit you up? Like, what's up, bro?
Nick hit me up, but he wanted tickets to a show.
Oh, okay.
And the kids, they wanted to go, and he hit me up. Man, he hit me up and said, I got you, Nick.
Was that kind of like a, I mean, I don't think he was trying to be shady, but at the end of that, you're like, that was kind of funny.
I didn't really catch what he said at the end.
He was just like, oh, I got you. He was just like, I got you, Nick. Like, oh, yeah, I hooked him up with tickets. Because, you know, Shannon was trying to be messy. Like, hey, did Nick hit you up? And he was like, yeah, for some tickets. So not only did you steal that man's woman, allegedly, but the man begging for tickets from you, that's a little fly.
No!
I give you that, Anderson. I like your style. I like your game.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
D, I know your pillow has been soaked with tears. You done had to go to the Walmart to go get you some more Kleenex because you have been just so sad and in a deep depression. I'm not trying to make light of this or anything. I'm praying for you, dog, because it has been announced yesterday, y'all, that Town Topic cites safety concerns and a decision to revoke the 24-hour service at the Broadway location.
Oh, darn.
So they'll start closing at 8 p.m. instead of being open 24 hours. And they posted on Facebook that it's temporarily adjusting its hours while figuring out how to best move forward in a way that is safe for their staff, customers, and community. So what happened was, y'all, there was a fatal shooting that occurred in the parking lot of Town Topic in the overnight hours of April 26th. And the police said several groups of people were involved in an altercation that escalated into gunfire. A 21-year-old man was killed in the shooting. Now, if you ever around that part of town at that time of night,
it could be busy.
Weekend, oh, boy, yeah. It, you know, it's like
you don't have nowhere to park.
You know, we talk about 30 Club, 35th and Prospect. Well, it'd be Club, you know, Southwest Traffic Way and Broadway.
Yeah,
Club Town Topic, you know. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to do what they got to do, dog, in order to preserve lives and try, you know, it could be a public safety issue, you know what I'm saying, at that point. If you could just got people hanging out after the, y'all know they're inebriated. Y'all know they got other stuff going on, too. And,
right.
You know, so.
I mean, it sounds like a smart decision. Like you said, it's for safety. And I'm sure that they won't keep 8 o'clock to be their curfew and their end time. But it makes a lot of sense right now. Just dial it back right now and just, you know, revisit a lot of things. I wonder what else they're going to revisit. Some of the conversations you and I have had off air, on the off air hustle about just certain things. So. Kudos to them for acknowledging what's actually happening and keeping everybody safe.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
The post office employee is dead, unfortunately, after a crash. And Kansas City, Missouri police are searching for the other driver involved. And this is just more of a line of reckless driving in a town. Officers say that a USPS worker was driving down Ben Boulevard in a van just after 7:15 p.m. on Wednesday. This happened last night when a gray Chevy Equinox SUV entered the intersection of 30th and Ben Boulevard and collided with them. The crash caused the USPS van to overturn onto the driver's side and partially throw out the driver. The USPS employee died at the scene. Police say that the driver of the Equinox was the only person inside the vehicle, D, and that they ditched their car to run from the scene.
That's just so stupid.
Just awful, stupid, heartless, you know, and now you're, Is this a murder charge or something like that, or vehicular manslaughter or something like that? I don't know.
It's gonna be something, but it's not gonna be what it would have been if that person stayed at the crime, you know, the scene of the crime.
Right. Yeah. So.
And I get people panic, but that's the worst thing you could ever do.
That's crazy. Anyone with information that could help police identify the driver who fled can call the Crime Stoppers Tips Hotline at 816-474-8477.
This is Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. We love and appreciate you, man, for always checking us out on Hustle and Shine in the morning. And we can't forget about the cousins that's tapping in through the stream on the Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter at Hot 103 Jams. And, of course, all of our cousins that's riding around and getting it, especially those that's driving down on 169 Highway and I-20. You're going to be cool. It's Thursday. Your boss is going to be a little lenient today, okay?
Maybe it'll be.
Metcalf, I see you over there on I-435 and State Line. Be cool. You know, them police, they don't play over there. And shout out to everybody driving on the Jackson Curve and 350 Highway to 470 and Lee Summit. Wherever you are, however you're doing it, tuning in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Thank you for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. It's 7-Eleven roll call time, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're going to start on the Facebook comment side. Big love to Kiara Jenkins. Hey, Stacey Davis. We appreciate you ladies tapped in with us on the Instagram. Not the Instagram. We'll wait on that. Let's go to the inbox. It's opening up them text line.
Oh, boy, you open up the DMs. Look
at
that.
Yeah, we have the DMs with it.
Yikes.
Shout out to Carmen Dar. She said, I heard them vocals, Dion. I know that's right. Yeah, I ain't going to do it right now. The vocals was there, but I left them there. Shout out to Marquise and Lupita. Mom loves you. Kendra Ace, big love to you as well. Also love to Naomi Kay, who says, shout out to you all. Love the energy that we bring in the show every day. Look, we appreciate you for the energy you bringing us. Yes. Letting us know that.
Yes.
That means a lot.
Yes.
Big ups to Janiyah Davis graduating from Blue Springs
South.
Congratulations. Big love. Y'all said love from your daddy and Kelly. Hey, Sanaya, enjoy your field trip. Love, Mom. Oh, I wonder how much money. That's my thing these days. I wonder how parents. How much money do you give your kids for the field trip? That's
none.
What I want to know.
None.
What do you mean none?
$5, Buster.
All right. $5 ain't going to get you nowhere. I remember my mom probably gave me like maybe a 20. Maybe.
Mom ain't give me nothing.
Yikes. And other news. Send a prayers to the family of the USPS worker. Thank you, cousin, for sending that love. Anthony Drone, happy birthday weekend to you. Anastasia Jackson, hey, cousin. Big love to the 2026 graduate. Shout out to Dave Moore. She finished her CNA certification and has graduated. I know that's right. From a coding program at that? Oh, yeah. Auntie Danny is proud of you. So you do your big one in this next chapter of your life. Make sure you use all that stuff you just learned.
Yep.
Big love to the Kirkwood and Solomon family sent over from Chef Taco. Hey to Stacey Davis, Rich Harris, we appreciate you as well. Sending a big love to all of the UMKC alumni and staff, as well as the Shady Bunch. There was a show we had back when I was attending college at UMKC. Today, unfortunately, is the service for CJ Pullum. So I just want to send some extra love to all the friends and the family that I'll be seeing later on today at the funeral. And we just gonna send each other some love on this beautiful day.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 82. Currently, cousin, it is 59 in Topeka. Parents have been speaking on this for a very long time. The drop-off lines have gotten so long when it comes to dropping off the kids, some say it's worse than the lines at the club. And Bow Wow, he chimes in.
I'm going to tell y'all something that all parents fear in the morning. The school line, the drop-off line. The drop-off line is crazy. It's getting crazier and crazier. That's the only thing I fear every time. And then look, the thing be like this, right? Y'all know I'm a single parent father, right? So no matter how much you think you own time, you never really own time.
Have you been in a drop-off or a pickup line before?
No, I never knew this existed. This is my first time hearing
and
about
different
this.
Different schools have different structures, but I mean, I was a camp counselor for a period of time and a teacher, so it is very strict because some
oh my
parents,
God.
They just want to pick up their kids, so now they done messed up the whole line. They done pulled up on the side like, hey, hop in, hurry up.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, then you get an email the next day. So, no, the drop-off line, I mean, it depends on what type of school you at, but, yeah, you probably will because you messing up the line.
Have you...
That's why it's important when you tell your kid they out, you're outside. Baby, I'm outside. I don't mean talk to Jim, Jane, and John. That mean bring your behind. Literally.
Or bring your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad you said it. Other news, rapper Lil TJ.
That's what I'm here for.
He speaks on him and Offset. Now, him and Offset had an altercation outside of a casino, allegedly over $10,000.
Asking the ladies, like regular people, like I don't even, they look like they work 9-to-5 jobs, like not no rich people. And he getting them, told him I'm gonna cash app you in the morning. I'm like, you fake tweaking, gang. I don't know what make me jump in that algorithm. I don't know, I'll give him that 5, the next 5. I apparently hit him back for it for mad long. I would say I kind of felt bad for him. And I also look at him like, you're supposed to be like a more established, mature in the space artist than me, you feel me? And I look at how I maneuver, like my security. I realize I'm like, bro, you ain't moving like that.
Sloppy, no sloppy. Because you, that's coming from a man who done got shot like 2 or 3 times.
I mean, Lil TJ is also, I think he is from Chicago, and he's 25.
I thought he's from New York.
I got a triple, let me see. You might be right. I couldn't remember. I'm thinking about, I think I might be thinking of Polo.
Durko.
Who?
Dirk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, not him. But with Lil TJ, I mean, he's lived a certain life, of course, but just because somebody is older than you or more experienced does not mean that they are going to live certain lives. And clearly, Offset is going through a lot. And he's 35 or so, and TJ is 25. So
yeah, he from the Bronx.
Like,
he's from Cardi B at.
Yeah. You don't play, he don't play, and they clearly do not play none of that. So, at Offset, where Atlanta, relax, chill out, bro.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
D, we got a special guest on Hustle and Shine in the morning, and what's going on in the South right now has everybody worried. It has everybody triggered, and we have to talk about it. We have Mr. Corey Booker on the show, up hustling and shining. It's an honor to have you on with us. And I'm going to get right to it. If states can redraw maps in ways that dilute Black communities' voices, what tools do Congress still have to ensure that Black voters, no matter where their zip code is located, have any real say in their democracy, what's going on in the South?
So as long as Democrats are in the minority, we can't do anything about it. That's why these midterm elections, no matter what map you're under, demand us to have the same kind of voter turnouts we had in the post-Reconstruction, in the Reconstruction period. Remember, these maps are sending us back to a time of terror and dirty tricks in the South that eliminated that Black representation. Right now, we, all Americans, not just Black Americans, have to reject this kind of voter suppression, voter dilution, voter elimination. And so what Congress can do if we're in the majority is pass laws to eliminate partisan gerrymandering and make sure that every state has fair maps. That's the end and the cure that we want, is Congress to pass a law and put it on a president's desk that will sign that law. But if we allow this moment to overwhelm us, to make us turn into cynicism and surrender the fight, then they're going to be able to do this and get away with it and send us back to a dark period of our past where Black representation, where Black participation in the democracy is diluted and undermined.
Senator Booker, from your record-breaking 25-hour Senate floor speech to you being the first Black U.S. Senator from New Jersey, it's truly an honor to have you on not only Hustle and Shine in the Morning, but also Hot 103 Jams, which is the oldest continually ran Black station in the country. Now, at a time where local media is shrinking, how can Black media sources show up for the community in the right way?
Well, I wanted to come on with you all because of that fact. You are the oldest continuous running Black radio in the country. And Black radio has been a pivotal part of every modern movement. I'm sitting here in D.C., what was called Chocolate City, where my parents met after graduating from their HBCUs. And it was Black radio that sourced a movement that sustained and elevated and informed, as well as entertained people in very difficult times in the 60s. And so we have to preserve with loyalty and deep fealty our Black institutions that give us the news straight, that are not filtered through large corporations who often do not have our best interests at heart. The Black community, we know we have wealth and success. And we now see, from going from a period where Madam C.J. Walker and these early Black millionaires or so loyal to our communities. Now we often have a situation where big corporations want our money, but they are not loyal to our communities. And that's why institutions like yours are vital. They're vital for getting the information out. They're vital for stating facts. They're vital for holding politicians and leaders accountable. And they're vital because of their roots and loyalty to our communities.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is up hustling and shining right here on Hot 103 Jams. I've always had to fight with several friends, colleagues, people in my community about voting. And then many Black voters still feel like every time progress is made, another ruling takes it away. And what we've seen in the past couple of years has given credence to that and how they feel. What do you say to people who are just exhausted and tired of this process? And how can Congress help restore their faith that their vote still matters?
Well, I hope I can become a regular on your show so we can have these tough conversations.
Absolutely, yes. Please.
And I want you all to know who I want to orient you all to who I am. I was the mayor of a majority Black city, Newark, New Jersey. I am the only United States Senator. First of all, you said I'm the first Black person from New Jersey. I'm only the fourth Black person ever properly elected to the Senate after Barack Obama, who was the third. And so I still live in a majority Black community that is a low income working class community. We don't mistake wealth with worth. And I remember there's a map of my district on my wall in the United States Senate, not to forget the first people to ever put their faith in me in elected office. And so I want to tell you right now, I have these same conversations, not just when I travel around the country to other urban places, but even when I walk my own neighborhood, people say, why am I voting when we still see this nonsense? What, my vote doesn't make a difference. And I have to engage with people to let them know the receipts that when we vote, we do win things for our community. When we voted, put Biden in there, it may not reach the headlines, but on Black maternal mortality, remember, we have the worst nation of developed nations for women dying in childbirth, and that's overall, but for Black women, it's like three times worse. We were able to make significant strides in extending healthcare for women in their birthing period and their postpartum period. I tell people about the lead pipes in the ground. Under Biden, we won the biggest funding for the removal of lead pipes that was plaguing our neighborhoods. I could go through a whole bunch of receipts, including expanding the child tax credit and cutting child poverty in America almost in half for the Black community, child poverty more than in half. So when we win, we make gains and make strides. I'm going to be the first person to tell you the Democratic Party has failed the moment we're in. It has not. I want new leadership. I want new ideas. But we don't get those things unless we vote. We don't get gains unless we vote. Because as soon as we don't vote, as soon as they win elections, they take away things like our voting rights. They take away things like our expansion of the child tax credit and prevent us from having success. So right now, we are feeling pain. We're losing healthcare. Our costs of living are going up. Gas prices are going up. We are feeling pain. The way to deal with that is not simply to complain. The way to deal with that is to take that agonizing into organizing and mobilizing. That is our history. And we need to have a movement election going into these midterms to take back control of our government.
Now, we know how important the midterms are, Senator Booker, and you touched on how this current moment, it feels as if the Democrats have failed. So straight to the point, if Democrats want to win in 2028, what has to change in how the party recruits, funds, and supports strong candidates? And could we see you at the forefront of that?
Yeah, I'm gonna be a voice. I'm up for re-election in New Jersey now, but I'm promising you, and this, I hope we come back and have this tough conversation, that the Democratic Party needs a revolution. And I'm not talking about ideological spectrum. I'm just talking about the great civil rights generation, the baby boomers, people who I have the chance to sit with. You have a great congressman and Congressman Cleaver, John Lewis. These folks who bled, struggled, and some of them died for us. That generation is passing the torch now. And the question is are we going to step up and grab that torch? Millennials, Gen X, Gen Z. I want that next generation to define ourselves with the same kind of strides forward as the generations before us. This is our moment. And the revolution I want cannot be the same ideas we had before Donald Trump, that we're not serving our communities enough. Mm. And so, yes, I'm going to lead. And I'm putting out big ideas right now. I just rolled out this idea that I think should be the center of the Democratic Party, which would be raising the standard deduction for a family to $75,000, which means most people in your community would not pay federal income taxes. We still pay federal taxes every time we buy gas or buy a beer. But it's about time that we pay for something like this by getting rid of the rigged tax system at the top that allowed the wealthiest corporations and individuals to pay less in taxes and a tax rate than we do. We need a number two, after changing the economic bargain in our taxes, to attack corruption. We have a level of corruption in our politics that is staggering, from senators and congresspeople being able to trade stocks to be able to take PAC and corporate money. I don't take that money. Why are we letting these corporations buy elections? Why are we letting the Supreme Court get showered with gifts? Clarence Thomas got an RV from a billionaire donor, lavish trips. Why are we letting the President of the United States have crypto schemes? We have a corrupt government. The Democratic Party has to lead by changing the economic bargain for working people and cleaning up a corrupt government that makes government serve the wealthy and the wealthiest and not people every day struggling to make a living. Those are the kind of things we need to start to define ourselves about.
Wow, this has been a treat. Senator Cory Booker, thank you so much for your time. We know you have a very, very, very busy schedule, but important things deserve important time. So we appreciate you coming on Hustle and Shine in the morning. And please don't let this be the last time we talk to you. We want to have those conversations with you.
If you all let me come back, let's make it on the regular. I don't care if it's monthly. Let's keep talking, because I think there's too much at stake over these next 6 months about what's going on in these elections. It will dramatically impact the kind of lives we have, the kind of healthcare we can access, the kind of jobs we get, the kind of taxes we pay, all of that stuff. And as billionaires and millionaires try to affect the system, we've got to show that organized people can beat organized money.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
Yes, blessings to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for shining and hustling this morning.
Oh, that's a drop. Thank you.
Love that.
All right.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
823 on your time. It is a high of 78. Girly Cousins, it is 52. And Lee Summit. And Cardi B appears to kind of be back with Stephon Diggs. Not 100% sure what they got going on. But they did just have a kid together. So it's not going to be strange if y'all see them together, by the way. Cousins, like, you know, people have kids. So you can't go nowhere. You can't just run away from them. But there was a video that circulated the other day, and it looked like Cardi B was mad. So she hopped on Twitter, and people were like, oh, is she going off on Stephon? What's happening? She said, sometimes I forget I'm a celebrity. Damn, y'all. Y'all ain't never cussed out your baby daddy when you was hungry. So that was
I guess. Ooh. Did she have one of them in there? Ooh.
I don't know. Her head was bopping and her hand was going like you clearly. And he was just standing there. He probably just.
This is regular Cardi. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like.
But just imagine if you were like a celebrity of that status and every single thing is recorded. Like, dang, I can't beef with my. Like, I can't beef with my partner in public.
No, you can't. Especially with Meta glasses. Meta glasses done made it a million times worse. Because literally,
You gotta stay awake for that. You gotta pay attention.
Fam, I was thinking about this the other day. What if you out and like you doing something strange you ain't supposed to be doing, right? And you out cheating or whatever you out.
With your side person. Jumped off the porch.
Yeah, people cheat every day, B.
That is facts, but I didn't think we was going there.
But like, okay, so where was you at today? Like, oh, I was at the car wash on 63rd.
Oh, okay, right.
Oh, I saw you on such and such Meta glasses over there at the Grand Falloon. What was you doing with such and such? You lying.
I know you lying.
So, hey, yo, the Meta glasses is a game changer.
This is not the time to be lying.
No, not at all. Like,
it's evidence everywhere.
Like it's the Truman Show, dog. Like, if they ain't got you on Meta glasses, they got you at the club on camera. Mm-hmm. If they got you at the parking lot at the Price Chopper on camera.
Right, and then somebody going to mention that you were there, too. So you still got word of mouth that's still traveling as fast everything. So, yeah, don't get caught up in these in anything these days.
You're going to have a Wang Dang Doodle, y'all.
Don't have too much of a Wang Dang Doodle.
Or you will be on somebody's Facebook page getting set out by the end of the week.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those reliable, practical, and those patient Taurus.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a big happy birthday to dancer, comedian, and actor who was a well-known actor on The Bobby Brown Story, The New Edition Story, and 50 Cent's hit show, Power Ghost. Happy birthday to Woody McClain. Now, that's a great actor. Sending over a happy birthday to singer, songwriter, actress, and dancer with an amazing smile. Happy birthday to Shanice. And last but not least, a happy birthday to singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, can't forget record producer, and a member of Tony, Tony, Tony. Happy birthday to Raphael Sadiq.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Londa Randolph, Andronisha Denise, and Tina Marie. Sending birthday love to Sean Fluker, Dominique Hawkins, and Naheem DJ Loaded Kimmins. Sending birthday love to Janine Denise, comedian Lamont High, and a special happy birthday to my uncle Keith Hayden and everybody else born on May 14th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, twin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. What you doing?
Hey, I'm just chilling. What's up, y'all? Hey.
Did we wake you up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh. Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
What flavor air freshener you got in the crib?
Oh, I got a little ocean breeze in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not bad. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. All right. You trying to have some company over.
Uh-oh.
Somebody finna knock at the door or something.
Ow. Nice. Hopefully not this early. She don't sound ready for all of that.
Please.
Hi. No, okay.
No, I can tell you still got that bonnet on, don't you?
Hi. Hey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what is best.
Yeah, Ike, please. You take stuff too far. Listen, cousin, we got a hookup for you. We got two tickets for Jazz and Jackie.
Shout out to the Moomoos.
That's going down at the Gym Theater. But in order to secure it, you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
That's the way
love goes.
Come on. That's the way love goes. That goes. Okay. Hey.
All right, now, Stephanie.
She did a little skitty scat on there.
You really did, Joey. That was good. It was kind of, I liked it. It was very subtle, very Janet Jackson of you.
I don't know. I love Janet.
Nice little whisper. All right, cousin, you will get those two tickets for Jazz and Jackie. You will be there this Saturday. Who you going to take with you?
Oh, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
I'm sure you got some options.
We're finna knock on the door.
Hey, chill out. You blowing up the spot.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
I would have been there. Hustle and Shine in the morning.